The process of choosing the right bow, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Sportsman's Warehouse sales associate Tom Hahn continues his discussion about how he helps his clients find the right bow.
I'd take you around the corner. We have a little shooting lane, and then I would show you proper technique, what to look for in your anchor points, muscle tension in your hand, and then help sight in your bow on your windage on your left and right, and then get our top pin as close to the dot for what we have is 12 yards. So basically about an inch and a half from center will get you close to 20 yards. And then just help out showing how you follow the arrow when you're shooting with your sight. So if you hit left of the target, you move your sight left and vice versa, and you know, just walk you through all the things to look for and things that will hurt and things that won't hurt.
Any preference in terms of brand on bow and or arrows?
You know, not anymore. Everybody's pretty decent brands. That's why we have the little range is to test drive them from one shooter to the next. I got friends that are PSC fans and Matthew fans and Hoyt fans. I will buy that model of that company for that year because that's what I like. So I'm not necessarily diehard on a single brand. So test driving is the best way. Usually I'll set up two or three different bows for the shooter and set them to their draw length and the same draw weight and have them shoot multiple bows at the same time, basically.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.